go wall. WNBC, do you understand what they're singing to Manhattan Transfer?
No, but they sure do it well.
They certainly do. One of my favorite records here at WNBC. I'm Imus in the Morning. It's 26 now after 8 o'clock. Jogging with Jupiter and Hargis going, yep, somebody. WNBC News. Good morning, Charles McCord.
Good morning, Donald. Here in the tri-state area, the hunt for a suspect in this week's triple murder at a Mount Tisco, New York restaurant has now gone border to border. And we have the latest details from WNBC's Judy DeAngelis.
Mount Kisco Police Chief George.
Milwaukee, San Diego, Utah. See, we don't have the results. How about if we run over Tuesday's results, Don?
No.
Maybe someone missed.
That's fine. Where is let me check USA Today.
All right.
USA Today is supposed to have these things. But they don't, you know. Well, I don't understand. Well, let's get out of this.
Here. The WNBC weather, dense fog this morning. In the studio could cause some hazardous conditions.
It's not funny, Charlie.
Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and evening with a chance of flooding in some spots. Highs today in the mid-70s. Showers, a few thunderstorms tonight, more flooding, lows mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, after some lingering shower activity in the morning, a partly sunny, mild day.
I hope all of Leslie Scott's McCord's toys turn to driftwood.
Highs in the 70s tomorrow, and Saturday's outlook fair and seasonably cool. And at the moment, Donald, at 8:40, it is 68 degrees. And that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Nothing in USA Today.
Well, we'll interrupt with a bulletin, Donald.
I've been away from you for 4 days.
WNBC, 8:43, exactly, 17 till 9. I'm Imus in the Morning, WNBC weather, as Charles said. Dense fog this morning, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, going up into mid-70s, 68 now in New York. Move into more in 1984 with Chevrolet Celebrity at an affordable Chevrolet price. Chevrolet and you taking charge. Chevrolet sponsors this in-booth traffic report with WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Ms. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Diamond.
Can't fly the helicopter because it's too foggy.
Too foggy, but it is starting to get better.
Oh, okay.
I would think we'll be up this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
John Boyd just came in and gave me two items he saw driving in. He's been on the cross.
Saturday, they're coming back to Belmont.
Really?
No kidding.
For a spectacular Hall of Fame salute to lead a special post parade. Also on Saturday, you'll see the best of today's great thoroughbreds scheduled to run in the Jockey Club Gold Cup for $500,000. There's the upset winner of the Marlboro Cup, Highland Blade, Flew a Gold, who took the Woodward, Travers winner, Playfellow, plus racing's all-time money winner, John Henry, all pitted against each other in the race of the year, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, this Saturday, Belmont Park. Be there.
You bet.
Post time, 12:30 p.m., Sundays, 1:05. It's a minute past 9 o'clock. I'm the Sunday Morning Chevrolet Caprice Classic, the only full-size car selected last year by Car and Driver magazine as one of the 10 best cars you can buy. Chevrolet sponsors this encounter traffic. What did you say, Harry?
It's far out, man.
Chevrolet sponsors this encounter traffic report with WNBC's Roz Frank. Roz is not flying in the encounter because it is too foggy, so she is in the in booth out at the airport.
But still flying.
Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. Right now, again, westbound cross Bronx traffic.
My friend Charles McCord.
WNBC Sports, the Orioles and the Phillies have today off, then play again. I guess you got a point.
Just like everyone else.
The WNBC weather, dense fog this morning, giving way to showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, chance of flooding in some spots. The highs will be in the mid-70s, showers and a few thunderstorms tonight, some more flooding possible, the lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of a lingering shower in the morning, then partly sunny, mild conditions in the afternoon with the highs in the 70s, and Saturday fair and seasonably cool.
Frank Reed.
What about him?
Nothing. I just wanted to mention his name. I like Frank. Frank.
See, ladies and gentlemen, in radio parlance, that is known as a cross plug. When somebody, for example, who's on in the morning, mentions the name and show of a personality who's on later in the afternoon.
Right.
So that is intended to make you tune in and see precisely what Frank Reed has to offer.
But Charles, a cross plug could also be an ugly horse.
68 degrees right now at 6 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Or an angry horse.
Or
what you meant, Neil, you dummy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll ad-lib, Neil. You just be stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, Neil. I didn't mean to call you stupid. I'm sorry. I really do apologize.
You're welcome.
68 degrees right now. Johnny Dark. At 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. And that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC, New York.
Thank you very much, Charles and Neil. I'm Imus of the Morning.
Neil?
Yo mama. It's after 9 o'clock. I am Imus in the Morning, and on the phone, Roz Frank. Hi, Roz.
Hi.
I'm going to tell Howard Stern, I'm going to tell him everything you've done this morning, and I'm going to tell Howard. I know she doesn't, you know. Lisa loves me.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so as long as Lisa loves me, that's all I care.
Okay.
At any rate, no, Elon's threatening to quit, you know.
No, is she really?
Yeah.
She's good, though. You shouldn't let her do that.
Remember.
Oh, he's a close friend.
Yeah, so I picked up the answering service line last evening.
Huh?
And made a bet with him on the baseball game.
And uh-huh.
And I lost.
Huh? And you have no intention of paying him, I'm sure.
No, I pay him.
Oh.
Well, of course, now you know you can't bet and not pay.
Oh, you can't?
Uh-uh. Anyway, well, America is on the move. Chevrolet's supplying the wheels. And here now, WNBC's Roz Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Miss Drymers. One big problem that's going to continue for a while this morning is stopping on the Henry Hudson Parkway at 252nd Street. Traffic trailer wandered on, and it is stuck there. Other than that, no real big problems this morning except weather-related problems, and that's the fog and the wet roadways, and all the traffic coming in. But no reports of any kind of light pipes. It's just going to be a slow one, and drive carefully. And hopefully we'll be up this afternoon after 4 with Howard Stern on WNBC.
For years, I was after my dad to take a skiing. But he'd always say, "Skiing? My boy, you know what it costs to keep a growing kid in ski equipment today? I'm not rich like your Uncle David, you know." So then I'd say, "Dad, we don't have to buy equipment. We can rent it." "My boy," he'd say sadly, "you deserve a lot better than that beat-up old stuff." And that was it. Until one day I saw an ad from the Ski Barn. "Hey, Dad," I yelled, "Ski Barn has a special rental deal for kids. Brand new skis are just $25 to $45 for the season." Well, that did it. Dad saved a fortune at the Ski Barn, which made me a big hero with him. And now we're going skiing, which makes Dad a big hero with me.
Ski Barn rents top-of-the-line equipment, fitted and mounted while you wait. Locations in Paramus and Little Falls, New Jersey. Our new fashions and equipment and our great Ski Barn prices are ready for you right now.
A whole new race.
The West is turning east. USA Today, the daily newspaper with a difference, reports on the trend and why 12 New York City high schools are planning Japanese courses. Well, JFK supersonic jets are booming. We're going to offend everyone this morning. USA Today's money section tells you about the Concorde. What? Stop the music. What are you hollering about?
You're accomplishing it.
You're
offending everybody this morning.
What are you doing in here, first of all, Charles?
Just trying to oversee the situation. It's out of my control.
Oh, well, they're going to teach Japanese. You know, see some camera courses.
Start the music, Harry. Make him read the spot.
JFK supersonic jets are booming. USA Today's money section tells you about the Concorde's success and the success of New York's latest taste treat, kosher pizza. The life section, you know, that's a good idea, kosher pizza, by the way. The life section examines jealousy and then takes you for a cruise. USA Today's sports section has Tommy Lasorda's analysis, that fat phony, of last night's World Series game.
Stop the music.
What's the matter?
Why did you call him a fat phony? Where does it say that in the copy that Tommy Lasorda is a fat... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. It's right there. Start the music, Harry.
USA Today Sports Section has Tommy Lasorda, a fat phony, his analysis of last night's World Series game, Danny Sheridan's exclusive odds, and all the winning... Coach, if you can't even come up with a suitable record to exercise to, then this program is doomed before it begins.
Oh, all right. Okay, Harry, play something, you know, kind of bouncy but not overpowering. You know, light but not too frivolous. Mm-hmm. Methodical, kind of. But without becoming redundant. Oh. You know, Harry, well-metered while avoiding stridency. Thoughtful but not pedantic.
Play the damn record!
All right! Hit it, Harry! And one, and two.
Touch do better.
Your shoe.
Do better.
And
I am gonna kill you. What are you playing, you idiot?
I'm into running.
Oh, no, you're not.
Let's all run. Here we go. Sprint. This concludes installment number one in your
WNBC.
20 minutes after 9, now 9:20 in New York. All night long, baby.
Where we gonna go?
All night long. It's a good record, Flat Out, isn't it? And these things. WNBC, Lionel. Coming up on 9:24, 24 after 9 o'clock. I am Ivan Sinner Morning. Still 68 degrees. We're going to check that. Dense fog around this morning, so you be careful. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and evening. Chance of flooding in some spots. Highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. More flooding. Lows mid-upper 60s. Tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower in the morning, then partly sunshiny and mild in the afternoon. Highs in the 70s. Saturday, fair and seasonably cool.
You can't beat the experience.
Pan Am makes it so easy to get to Florida. All day, every day, from all three metropolitan airports. Pan Am offers 7 nonstops every day to Miami and daily service to Orlando, Fort Myers, Tampa, St. Pete, and West Palm Beach on Pan Am.
Experience.